The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, January 26th. From our incredible core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Michael C. Wright, who has got a fresh MVP ladder out today. And remaining at the top, Joel Embiid, followed by Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo at #4. Jason Tatum moves up to the top 5. And then rounding things off is Luka, Domantas Sabonis, Kevin Durant, who we will get into playing really well, Kawhi Leonard. Mike, let's talk about Giannis, because obviously all the news this week had to do with the firing of Adrian Griffin by the Milwaukee Bucks and the quick hiring of Doc Rivers to come coach this Milwaukee team that, by all accounts, you look at the records, still sitting second in the Eastern Conference at a 31-13 record. But it was more the eye test. It was how they were playing. It was what they were looking like. It was the lack of a feel of a true title contender, given the talent they have on the team led by Giannis. So when you look at what Giannis has done throughout the course of this season, averaging over 31 points per game, nearly 12 rebounds, more than 6 assists, what do you think Doc Rivers will do for this group with this a change and adjustment, and how that impacts Giannis, and in particular in this MVP race?
I think we'll see some better communication, tough love, accountability. You know, Doc Rivers is sort of an old school guy that, you know, he's the type of guy that's going to call a guy in his office and say, hey, this is what your role is. You might not like it, but that's what it is. And so I think, you know, you probably need more of that, because you have some leadership there, as opposed to what I would hear about Adrian Griffin as a guy that sort of wanted everybody to like him. Doc don't care about that. He's just not that kind of dude. But first off, shout out to you, though, because this was weeks ago. You told me, I've watched the Bucks play a couple times and something just does not look right with them. They don't look right. You said this weeks ago. So shout out to you, because obviously you were on to what was about to happen.
Well, I think you look at things in a team like that, and for all of us who, you come to know players. I mean, I think the Bucks are a team that, in particular, you watch the body language, you watch how they respond, you watch how they respond in different moments. And I do think when you have a player like Giannis, you look at what happened in the summer, you look at the change and bringing in Dame Lillard, and just a lot of questions about this team and what they're doing defensively. And it's not just about the change in personnel, but also the change in scheme. and how they're operating and what you expect. I think that's where a lot of things were a little bit left. And I think when you look at the way the Boston Celtics have been playing, you look at what Philadelphia has done under Nick Nurse, I think there still was a lot of question marks with this group. What does it mean for Giannis with Doc? Because obviously, you make the change to bring in Dame Lillard. They felt like they needed more in the offseason. You make this change now to bring in Doc Rivers to help this team get back into championship contention. It's a beast at the top of the East, though. You talk about how Boston is playing, you talk about Philly. What type of pressure, if you would put it that way, or responsibility now does this put on Giannis?
I think that the pressure is definitely intensified, because if you're, you know, just on the outside looking in, you're saying, well, ownership did this, you know, we're not even at All-Star break, and this big change has already happened. So that should be a signal to all of them that ownership, the front office, they are of the mindset that we have a team good enough to contend for a championship right now. So I would think that Giannis senses that urgency there. But this, like, when you look at him in terms of where he stands in the MVP race, in a way, this is an opportunity for him to sort of elevate the Milwaukee Bucks to the next level, or to help them maintain that level, because it's not like they were just terrible, but he's got a chance to really sort of make, you know, get himself up high in that conversation with, you know, with the Joel Embiid, with Nikola Jokic. And, you know, like, I just think that in this conversation, we don't talk about Giannis enough, but he's been great, man. He's like, the day after Adrian Griffin gets fired, you drop a 35-point triple-double on a team that you've had trouble with. Yeah, you know, they've had trouble with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Bucks come up with that at this timeout.
Giannis, he can't be stopped on that move tonight. Giannis, another rebound. He ties his season high with 18. To go with his 35 points, 9 assists. One more for the triple-double. Gets it, Malik Beasley.
And so I thought that was really impressive, because, you know there's all the talk. And, you know, all these players say, oh, well, we don't pay attention to what's written or what's said. You know these guys are paying attention. Giannis knows what's being said, and I'm sure he's hearing that. You know, or at least the notion that somehow he had something to do with Adrian Griffin. I'm sure that he's heard that. And so, you know, you've got to be able to block all that out and go out there on the floor and perform. And that's what Giannis has done. That's what he needs to continue to do. And I think that he can really, you know, sort of solidify himself up there with those top guys. So I'm interested to see what happens. And, you know, I also think we don't talk about it enough, you know, just the addition of Dame Lillard, you know, because as great as an offensive player as he is, it takes away from them defensively. And that is where they've struggled the most this year. And so Giannis has to be the leader to sort of, you know, figure out a way to navigate that. And, you know, the MVP conversation, they say, is all about narrative. Well, this is part of the narrative. All these things that they're having to deal with, and, you know, and still maintain their standing in the East.
Yeah, and I think just the time frame for this Milwaukee team, given the ages of Giannis, Dame, you look at Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, what they need to accomplish. You had mentioned that Cavs team. They will see Cleveland tonight in Milwaukee at 8 p.m. Eastern. And last night, a team that that had given the Celtics some troubles, Miami bouncing them off the playoffs. Boston pounds them in Miami last night, 143-110, a really balanced effort. We talk a lot about the starting five of Boston and just how terrific they have been in terms of their contributions. But that's where I want to ask you about Jason Tatum. We've said it some. Last night, he led scorers with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He moved up to that number 5 spot in your MVP ladder. For Boston, who continues to roll, they've been at the top of the Eastern Conference. They've been the best record in the league. How does Tatum continue to move up in can he in the MVP conversation, given how balanced this team is and how much they in many ways share responsibilities of why they're finding success?
I've got to say, I like the man's style. I really do like his style. Like, best player on the best team in the NBA, and all he's done is sort of put his head down and balled out. Just did whatever he needed to do to keep Boston in the win column. I think maybe 2-3 weeks ago, maybe even longer, that he was in a press conference and they were talking about the whole MVP conversation. And he said something to the effect of, I'm doing what I need to do to help this team win, and that's good enough for me. Like, the MVP stuff is great, but as long as we're winning, that's what matters the most. And so I really liked that, you know, like, there's a maturity there. And I think that he is just like Giannis, but for different reasons. I think that, you know, there's a sense of urgency for him too, because, you know, they get all the way to the finals and get knocked off by Golden State. And the Celtics really had a chance to win that series. I think it was game three where it was like everything changed. Like, it just all of a sudden the switch flipped on for Golden State, and then Boston just sort of found themselves in a situation where they felt like they squandered an opportunity. Well, Jason doesn't want to do that anymore, and he's got a loaded team around him. And like I said, I think that just that maturity is sort of really shining through for me. And I think he's got a chance. If they keep winning the way they have, they stay up there at the top of the East, I think he's right there in the thick of the conversation. I know that, you know, when Joel Embiid is dropping 70, it's just hard to talk about anybody else right now, because, you know, think about it. Like, we always are like, well, we'll never see this Wilt Chamberlain record fall. And I guarantee you a lot of people were like, wow, I did not expect this to ever happen. And, you know, he dropped 70 against Wembanyama and the Spurs, by the way. And, you know, so we're here talking about Joel Embiid. But I think that Jason Tatum is definitely in the mix, and I think he can move up.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to Tatum, you nailed it. At this juncture, it's about winning, and it's about winning a championship. You look at how many times this Boston team has been knocking at the door, not able to close things out. And so a lot of, I think you look at the legacy that Jason Tatum is building, that begins with a championship. That begins with how he performs in the postseason. And I think right now he's doing everything he can to keep this Boston team playing at the level they're playing at, in the continuity that comes with, you know, we talk a lot about the starting five, how terrific Derek White has been, the fit of Kristaps Porzingis, but it all starts and finishes with Jason Tatum.
For 4-on-5 in this case, Tatum 3, another 3!
And in the player that he is. So I think ultimately it is going to come down to that. And you mentioned, I mean, Joel Embiid, I think being a part of the conversation is part of what you look at, because Joel Embiid has been off the charts for a Philadelphia team that, too, has been playing really well, third in the Eastern Conference, and in what Jokic continues to do with Denver. But we are going to get to another one that is in the conversation and a player that has already won an MVP, but having that type of season starting to, Kevin Durant. We'll get to him right after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Michael C. Wright and Michael Kevin Durant. Phoenix Suns are finally starting to put some of these pieces together. They've won 8 of 10, 7 in a row. A lot of it for Phoenix has been about health. It's been about availability. Can Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal all be on the floor at the same time? And also that the questions about being top heavy. What can the supporting cast do? And you're starting to see some of those flashes of a team that may potentially be a threat there in the Western Conference. But when it comes to Durant, he's really been sensational lately, averaging over 29 points per game. I think the most impressive part, which is often a part of his game, is the efficiency, shooting nearly 46% from the three-point line, 53% from the field. He's playing 37 minutes a game. Where Kevin Durant currently sitting eighth in your MVP ladder, but the MVP ladder aside, what has impressed you about Durant, his fit now with Phoenix this season, and how he's been a integral part of this Suns team, who we thought was going to be a potential offensive juggernaut, starting to put some of the pieces together?
I think KD is very comfortable with who he is as a player. And that, like, you don't give it much thought, but, you know, when you're a player like him that, you know, he wants to be in the GOAT conversation, by the way.
You want to go down that route? MVP aside, let's talk about greatest of all time.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he wants to be in that conversation, but, you know, he says that on one hand, but on the other, he sort of can defer to Devin Booker when he needs to, and he's comfortable with it. You know, I know that, like, early on in the partnership, Devin Booker was really deferring and trying to make sure he got Kevin Durant involved. And KD is like, no, man, you do you, and I'll get involved. I'll figure it out. And, you know, you look at just the last four games between those two, they're alternating like 50 and 40 point games. I mean, Book had 52 Friday, and then Durant backs it up with 40 and 43 the next two games, and then Devin Booker goes for 46 again on Wednesday. So you've got that, you know, that 1-2 punch, and then you've got Bradley Beal, and you've got guys like Nurkic sort of figuring it out around all them. And so they've got a recipe to just be a tough out. My only concern about them is depth at this point. But I think if everybody stays healthy, especially Brad Beal, I think they really have a shot.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of it. I mean, we're laughing a little bit, but in Kevin saying that about why he's not in the GOAT conversation, I think winning a championship, they certainly are a sleeper in that category, considering how other teams are playing, how they have been playing. That would change the trajectory of it. When it comes to the Suns, what do you think their, I don't know if you put it at ceiling, but what do you realistically think is their potential in the Western Conference, given how stacked it has been, but also, you know, some room for movement given, you know, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, some younger teams here towards the top of it?
Well, You're right. And I mean, because they're what, like four games behind Denver in that third spot. So it might be tough to get up there, but we haven't got to All-Star break yet. And right above them is the LA Clippers. And you know that there's potential for injury and missed games there with the Clippers. That's not to hate on them at all, but, you know, because they're a extremely talented team. But a guy like James Harden, a guy like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, they could end up missing games. And so that could give the Phoenix Suns an opportunity to move up at least to that four spot. But same thing, though, with the Phoenix Suns. They've got to worry about staying healthy. And, earlier this season when the sky was falling in Phoenix, you know, Frank Vogel kept telling everybody that this is just going to take time. And he was very calm about it. The players were pretty calm about it. And they sort of just kept playing ball and doing their thing. And look where we are right now. They've got a chance to really move up. They're only two games behind the Clippers. So I like what they could do. I think they could get up in the top of the bracket for sure.
Yeah, and I think short of Denver, who we saw just win a title, there are a lot of questions about some of these teams for a variety of reasons, which is what makes it fun, Michael, which is why they play the games. We appreciate you, as always. We look forward to reading and watching all your stuff on NBA.com, NBA TV. And until next time, thank you again.
All right, have a good one.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.